You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
This day.
Monday. Happy Monday. Monday, the work weeks begin. So you have to put on your happy face. You have to put on your happy smile. If you start the week right, you will end the week what?
Right. Yes. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. So let's be excited on today. Revive the work of the Lord, the things that you set your hands to do, that you declared, that you decreed that you were going to do this year, 2021. Let's revive that work again here in the midst of the year. We have to be excited. We have to be anticipating. We have to be operating with excellence. By wisdom, time is redeemed. If you slacked up, it's all right. Just put your foot on the accelerator and move forward.
Amen. Lord, the prayer that we ought to pray is, Lord, revive your work inside of me. This is the midst of the year, O God. Revive your work. Let your work come alive inside of me. In the midst of the year, O Lord, revive your work. What is dead in your life? What is sleeping in your life? Then find those years of your life where things that God asks you to do, things that you know you should do, and you're not doing it, and pray to the Lord God Almighty to revive it.
And it says, revive your work.
Yes.
O Lord. So yes. Not our work.
Yes.
His work.
Yes.
There's joy in his work.
Yes.
The enemy tries to veil it, tries to make it seem like religious obligation to do things as unto God. But when we're doing what we were created to do, when we're manifesting the vision that was already written in the books of heaven before we were ever formed in our mother's womb, when we're doing his work, when his work is revived in us, it brings forth joy. Enter into the joy of my Lord. So a lot of times we're frustrated because we're not doing
his work.
We're doing our work, or we're doing what we think we should be doing, or because we're tied to something. We're tied to a resource instead of the source. We're trying to please a resource instead of working and fulfilling what the source has sent us to do. So frustration, a lot of time, we create our own frustration when we're outside of his work. When we're outside of what he created us to do, then we're frustrated. And we should be frustrated because God has more for us. And we're on the outskirts. We're in the convenient place instead of the covenant place. God is calling us into the covenant place. Come out of the convenient place. Come out of the place of complacency and enter into the covenant place. Revive your work, O God, in the midst of the year. What has he called you to do? Not what has they called you to do or what they think that you should do. What has he called you to do?
The only thing that matters, or the only important things in life, is those things that God assigned unto us. Let's say it again. The only things that matters in life are important in this life is those things that God assigned us to do. Mm-hmm. Now, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word of God will ever pass. And every man and every woman will give an account of the things that God have asked them to do. And that's why the prophet Habakkuk prayed this very important prayer. Revive your work, O Lord, in the midst of the year. the things that you have asked me to do, that I put it on the back burner. I need a revival in my life. Let those things become the most important things in my life. And you're so right this morning. It's not to revive my work. It's not to revive my idea. But to pray the prayers this morning that the work of God, the things that I was assigned to do, God will revive it in my life. And I will be excited about doing it.
In the midst of the years, make it known.
Yeah.
In the midst of the years, make it known. So in order to make it known, we have to be doing. To bring it from the invisible to the visible realm, we have to be doing. To be make it known. And in wrath, remember mercy. So mercy is when we don't get the punishment that we deserve.
Yeah.
That's mercy. So he, well, we haven't done it yet. Withhold your wrath, oh God, because we are about to do it.
Yeah. Now notice here that one of my prayer points in the next 6 months, what I'm praying, one of my prayer points that I'm praying is, Lord, revive the walk of faith in my life in the midst of the year. Mm-hmm. Lord, revive the walk of faith in my life in the midst of the year. Because Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11 is so important. It says, he who comes to God must first believe that he is. Okay? But the key statement in there, without faith, it is what?
Impossible
to please God. So it started off without what?
Faith.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Well, let's stay here this morning because it's so important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must first believe that he is. And you and I can't believe that God is without what?
Faith.
Because God, in order to believe that there's a God, it is going to come through the realm of what?
Faith.
It's going to come through the realm of faith. Faith is bringing the invisible to the visible realm. Let it become tangible. Faith is believe in the things that is not yet seen, but know in your heart that it what?
Exists. Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking at it through the eyes of what?
Faith.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them who what? Diligently seek him. So my prayer, Lord, revive the walk of faith in my life. Romans says we walk by
faith
and not by sight. So to please God is true faith. The things of faith. What God asks us to do, we got to do it what?
Through faith.
We got to walk in what God says. Even when it don't look like, it don't feel like, it don't seem like, I still got to what?
Believe. And then all through Hebrews chapter 11, he gives examples of people operating in faith and the results that came to pass.
Yeah.
By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, Sarah. He goes on in Hebrews 11, the writer, and gives us the account of when people did this. They operated in faith. They believed that God was. And he did reward those who diligently sought him.
Right. Because faith, when we working by faith, operating in faith, then we are working with God. Mm-hmm. When we working by faith, operating in faith, then we are working with God. Remember, we are workers with God. Mm-hmm. We are his workmen. And everything about God comes through what? Faith. Mm-hmm. The only way we can work with God is through faith. Mm-hmm. And the message of faith we have to understand. And that's why the apostle says, that's what they preach. That's what they believe. The message of faith. This is it. We have to understand faith. Faith is not emotion. Faith is not feeling. Faith is knowing what God says is going to what? Happen. Because God cannot lie. Every word of God is what? True. That's what faith is. Faith said, every word of God is true. You can rely in it. You can operate in it. Because it is true. Mm-hmm. Even when you don't what? See it. It's surely going to what? Come to pass.
Mm-hmm. And that was each of the accounts. Noah, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. So he had to operate in faith. He had to bring to pass an ark for something, a problem that was not even yet in the world. He had to do it. He had to take the blueprint of heaven and he had to build according to that. When people were mocking, when they were not interested, when it took time to execute, to bring forth the plan, to build, took a lot of time, a lot of diligence to do it. Each and every day he went out there, he could have gave up. Each and every day he could have went in and said, well, forget it. What's the purpose? I don't see why I'm doing this. But on when that day that ark was sealed up and that rain began to fall from the heavens for the first time, he knew why.
Yes.
When it came to pass, then he knew why. And then he was glad that he did it. So as we go through our life, as things are taking place and as we're being asked and moved, directed to do certain things, we might not know why we're doing them at the time, but you will know later.
Because, and it's so powerful, and we'll continue this tomorrow. Noah asked to do something that he has no physical concept of. No physical concept. He never seen this before. He has never seen rain fall before. He has never seen the water come down and water the earth. And it's saying there's going to be a flood. So he has to believe by faith. To work with God is working by faith. Is operating in what God says. When you have no physical idea of how this thing is going to be. That's faith. Faith is believing what God says. Faith is putting your entire trust and your entire hope in what God says.
Because he gave him the dimensions of how to build it, what to build it with. But there was no protocol. There was no example. But it was the need. It was necessary for that time. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., 1010 Dixon Boulevard. 1010 Dixon Boulevard, Celebration Tabernacle Church, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We hope to see you there. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Turn your ear to heaven and hear the noise inside. The sound.